Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Truth Show, to the Love Truth Ministry Show. I'm your host, Kim Williams of Love Truth Ministry. I would like to take this time to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for this blessing and opportunity. I'd like to thank my listening audience for taking the time out to listen to my show. I'd like to thank Blog Talk Radio for their platform and Google for their platform. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Embracing the idea today is the day the Lord has made for us. As we come upon the Christmas holiday, which to me will be every day, but significantly December 25th, the day we believe he came, although we also believe that his documentation maybe came sometime during the summer months, like in June. But one thing we do know, he came and he's coming back. So let's prepare ourselves for the coming back of Jesus Christ. Celebrate his life, his love, his birth, his joy. Because his birth gives us new energy. Let us know we can do all things through him who give us strength. So just take a deep breath and think about the goodness of Jesus. Think about the goodness of Jesus. It gives you so much energy. It wakes you up. It lets you know that you are alive and well. Jesus, our God, our Lord, our Savior. We're talking about wisdom this week. And wisdom comes from God. And when you have God in your life, that's the beginning of wisdom. That's the beginning of truth. The shofar, the horn that will be blown at the last day. So let's think about Christmas. What did Christmas mean to you? Because when you think about what Christmas means to you, you have to celebrate and rejoice at the fact that Jesus and God is one. Jesus and God is one. So rejoice. Just think about what Christmas means to you. He came into the world for you. Kept going human flesh to show us how much he loves us. Again, beginning of wisdom is the knowledge that God is alive and is in your life. And he sent his only and his only begotten son. So this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Wisdom. So we think about the little wise men. It was more than three wise men. The Bible doesn't tell you how many. But like Christmas cards and stuff used to show three. And I really brought that attention to him. I listened to Bishop. I had to write Bishop back in the day. He's still around. Can't think of his name right now. But he was one of his sermons. He was talking about the Christmas cards showing on the three wise men when the Bible doesn't say how many wise men. So you can just think about maybe a dozen or more wise men. Could have been a dozen, you know. Jesus had 12 apostles, right? So that would have been a perfect number. And how when we celebrate Christmas, we have to let the children know. And people, you know, that it's about Jesus Christ. There's nothing wrong with giving gifts. There's nothing wrong with celebrating Christmas. There's nothing wrong with having... If you like to have the little Santa Claus, but just make sure you distinguish the difference. It's about Jesus. A If you make that clear, everything be much better for you, your loved one, your friends, your acquaintances, your children, your grandchildren, especially the precious children, the young babies in your life who don't realize when they see a Santa Claus, it's not about Santa Claus. It's about Jesus, the one who gave them life. So let's make sure no matter what we do, we always let people know who we celebrate and why we celebrate Christmas, about the life, the love, the peace, the joy that God gave the world, Himself. He came in the flesh for us. The best day we can say, December the 25th. But He came into this life, into this world, to renew us, to bring us back into fellowship with Him, to give us good energy. This time of year, oh, my mom just loved it. I have to put the tree up. You used to have the tree up before now. And the tree, the yard is somewhat done. My sister pretty much finished it. But the tree be up today. She loved it. You know, my mom used to love decorating the house. Now she's in her 90 young. She still loves her Christmas. I love Christmas. It doesn't matter if you have small children. No, she got grandchildren, of course. But it doesn't matter. If it's just y'all grown children, Christmas is still about Jesus. And the lights, when I think about the Christmas lights, I look at the lights as life, like another soul being saved, or a soul that maybe just entered to the realm of God and they're no longer here, but they in the presence of God. I know I take it a little bit deeper. I just say, I look at things. And just think about all the lights around the world. How many people are giving their lives to Jesus? And think about it. It's more people than you anybody realize believe in Jesus Christ. It's a personal relationship. Not a religion. Don't we take Christianity, they throw it in for religion, but it's a personal relationship. It's nothing like any other belief system. You have a personal relationship. And although people might think the other belief system has the most people, no, no, no. It really is Christianity. And I believe in some of them countries, they're not allowed to say Jesus out. A lot of them people believe in Jesus. It's just in those, some of them countries or places, they probably get stoned to death or slaughtered, but they go in their secret hiding place, and I believe they celebrate and rejoice and say Jesus. I think they probably, maybe they go in hiding place, you know, to they can tell the next generation, tell as many people they can. So you in the land of the free, shout to the hill who your Lord and Savior is. That's wisdom. That's love. Just loyalty, just being connected and focused to the one you're with. And to talk about the three different gifts that the wise men bought, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, all of them represent something totally different. Gold represents his deity, his kingship, who he is, the great I am, you know. The man sacrificed, he sacrificed your lamb, right? Went to the altar for us. Frankincense, taking up our prayers up to the hills, up to our God, up to our Lord, up to our Savior. You know, that gift, he went to the altar for us. He did it all for us. He's saying, before us, before God. And God sees he sees Jesus first, which I know they are one, but he sees the man God, Jesus in the flesh, Jesus being the perfect representation for us, the perfect gift to a cleansing of our sins and we accept into the kingdom of God because we accepted and believe in God's perfect gift himself in the flesh, Jesus Christ, the precious name of God. And let's think about it. We have life here on earth, but there will be a time we will no longer be here on earth in the flesh. We will be in his flesh and his kingdom. So it is important to think about while you're living now to live a life pleasing to God. and think about when you leave this earthly realm, where you going to be in the presence of God if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. So that's very, very important. And that's, again, it's what the Christmas season is all about, the birth of our Savior into this realm. So we can relate to him, that we can know, that we have a personal connection. He came, he suffered here to show us his love and show us his who he is. He is our God, he's our Lord, he's our Savior, our Redeemer. There's no one like him. And then we think about, you know, in the Bible, they talk about the two total dirt. I'm going to take this away from somebody's blog, a pastor called the End Time Pilgrimage.org. And they're talking about two total dirt. I'm going to take a little part of this and summary. The two total dirt in the Holy Scripture, in the literature, presenting a picture of devotion and covering love kindness. It is a sublime vision of earthly love and friendship. Two is the number of witnesses. One person is bringing a witness on behalf of his friend, his companion. One individual is standing up on behalf of the other. In the Hebrew sacrificial system, the sacrifice of two turdos is an acceptable offering for the poor. It is the offering that brings peace with God. So everything has symbolic meaning, but all have a true life meaning to bring us closer and closer to what God is. So the two do-do-do is one that they use. And then the penguin is another one they use. They say, again, that do how much money a person had back in the day when they sent their offering up to praise God. So wisdom, first beginning of wisdom, is knowledge that God is real and he sent his only begotten son to give you everlasting life. Without God, you have nothing. So that's what this episode is about, Always Thou Truth Ministry. I'm going to do a shout-out before I continue on. If you're on my Facebook page or on the bottom of my Blog Talk page, you will see some affiliate links to bookstore and to Target. Click on it, check it out, do some shopping. Yes, if you shop on it, you will be blessed in Love Truth Ministry. So Love Truth Ministry can carry out the mandate God placed in all our lives to make a difference in my life. So you see that on my Facebook page and you different pages that I have on my social media. So check it out, look into it. Also go to my www.lovetruthministry.com page. You will see, I still have my fundraiser up for Ty Williams and Sunshine King to get Sunshine Quasicizer and to get Ty with his cancer treatment. So please share to many people you know. I appreciate it. Also, you will see, I also have the link on there for the National Black Unity News, which is about uplifting the African-American community, trying to get us, those of you who listen, who happen to be African-American, African, to learn about our business and different things we offer to society. And so if you want to advertise in business today, we would love you to. If you would like to do an editorial on the page, we would love you to. If you would like to buy a subscription, we would love you to. That's for African and African-Americans. And for subscriptions, all people, all nationalities and cultures can buy the subscription to learn and see what the African and African-American community is doing business-wise. As we continue doing shopping with all people, all cultures, and all belief systems, we want to just want to make sure that people know about us, African-American business people, and so many different lines of work opportunities. And if you're looking for an opportunity, I'm also into travel, and I have an opportunity to continue going on. You can go again to my Love Truth site, and you will see underneath a Purpose Driven Travel 1 links to say Purpose Driven Travel 1, where if you want to know how to be a travel agent, it links to share that business. And also, if you plan on doing any traveling this holiday, I'm looking for the best way to save. I have two different ways you can save. wholesale, that's the most, is you can go to www.surge365.com/purpose-driven-travel-1. Again, www.surge365.com/purpose-driven-travel-1. And if you want to, that's a membership site I just gave you. Then when you pay for membership and you have it ongoing. Right now you can have it for $199 and it's $59 a month. But $199 also give you the business opportunity too with that. So check it out. But if you just want to do just regular travel, we got one for you too. And that's a retail, which is searches for the lowest price for you. And you can go to my www.myvortex365.com/purpose-driven-travel-1. Again, www.myvortex365.com/purpose-driven-travel-1. And you do your holiday travel and be a blessing. Again, the money that comes from that you donate to Love Truth and Purpose Driven Travel 1 is a current demand that God has to help, for us to help people. So the money that I raised from Purpose Driven Travel 1, when you use that site, we'll be going towards Love Truth to carry out the Great Commission, spreading the good news, helping people with words, things they require. Only way I can do it, I definitely need some help, and I would love all the help that I can get from you to be able to buy somebody some shoes, some clothes, rent, whatever they may need, hospital bill, like I said, quasi-size them, help them with their cancer treatment. Again, I'm crying out for help. This would be a blessing towards them. Love you completely. Majority, of course, all, some of the money also go for our over here, or be able to do the things we must do. It takes somebody to take the product and service or whatever to the person. So that's always when you donate to any organization. When you give, portion of money will be going to the over here, because somebody has to drive the goods and service to somebody, have to purchase the goods. You know, it takes people. So keep that in mind. So when I hear some people say, I throw all of my $10 or $100 or $1,000, whatever it is, it's going to go strictly to for that. And they forget that people have to take this good and service to the person. You know, so just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. So, again, that's the end of the broadcast part of it. Go back into description. We had a wonderful, wonderful week this past week, and continue on. As you're celebrating, as you're putting your Christmas decoration up, be careful on the cords that you plug up. If you leave them at the house for enough time, make sure, you know, curtains are nothing near anything. If you're a person who likes to light up real candles, make sure you're in the house when you got the candles lit, and make sure that you had nothing near that can fall over. Make sure it's steady. It's sturdy so it won't fall over. And just be cautious. If you got small children like to run through the house, be cautious. If you got candles around, they might not realize it fall over or something. So you don't want it to hit anything, going to catch fire. Maybe when you get the candle lit, you put a pretty lunifoil. Maybe got different color lunifoils up there. So if it fall over with foam lunifoil, it won't fall on paper or something to catch it. But there's some ideas for you. And make sure you get out on your burners on the stove. You know, I was starting to fix my Christmas cookies. You know, you're fixing Christmas cookies and looking at Christmas stuff on TV and doing housework. And they don't go hand in hand because I put the cookies in the oven. And then I'm like, oh, my gosh, I saw smaller cookies. Of course, it was so tasty, but they was, I had to make them all. I just started one little batch, but, yes, I burned it. So, you know, some people can do more than one thing at a time, but you want your cooking to come out good, you know, pay attention to it. That's some safety tips for the holiday. And no matter what you do, where you go, be pleasant. If you go somewhere and somebody gives you a gift, be thankful. And some gifts, if it's someone really provocative and out of a totally different occurrence, you got to say something. That's one thing. But whatever you do, be cautious, be respectful of the gifts that you give. Be mindful of somebody give you a gift. Be grateful and thankful. you know, some people are so busy. Somebody gives you a gift, they're so fast and want to think about taking it back and getting something totally different. They took their time to purchase the gift. And maybe it doesn't represent you. You don't think it represents you. But if it's something cute, it's not going to hurt you. If it's nothing derogatory, rude, and nasty, you wearing it once or twice, wear it five times, saying that you preach it, you wore it. You know? Just never wear it and put it across, never have it on. It's, you know, sometimes you don't probably forget the bus outfit. That's one thing. But that's, you just made in your mind you're not going to wear it because you don't like the gift or you don't like the color and you don't like what it was. Or put it up in your house. Put it up for some short time, ain't going to hurt. First, you can see it up. They can see it up. Not only don't just wear it when they come over your house or put it up just when they wear it, put it up once in a while. Be nice. Be considerate of other people's feelings. You might get something. They take it. Some people take it. They might not really be into it, but they take it. They appreciate it. And they wear it. I love and respect. You know? And people decorate their house the way they like it. So be respectful for that. I've met people, came across people, they come in the house, they don't like something. Like our house, you know, we grew up in a house, white, colorful. Oh, you hurt my eyes, so much sunlight. They put sunglasses on, you know, or too colorful. I mean, color is joyful. Christmas like is joyful. For the gloom booms out there who dislike Christmas lights and complain, oh, it's not about Christmas, it's about Christmas. It's how you celebrate Christmas. It's about Jesus Christ. And everything to bring joy, everything you do to lift up his name, there's nothing wrong with that. So, wisdom. Jesus came, he's coming back. You know, you can read the story, well, all through the Bible talk about Jesus, but in Luke, you can go into Luke and you will find about the virgin birth. You will find out about how from the beginning of his he coming to this world, the enemy wanted to take him out because he knew there was going to be someone coming to this world through your life that's going to make a difference, that's going to change your world, your world rule, spiritual rules, your life totally. His name is Jesus Christ. From day one, he wanted to take him out. Of course, he didn't. God himself, Jesus Christ himself, laid down his life for us. This man had a part. They wanted to take him up to Calvary. They wanted to nail him, but he's God. Any moment, any time, he could have prevented that, but he didn't. He went to Calvary for us, and he's coming back for us. So no matter what you do, do it out of love. Sometimes y'all got children out there. Love your children. Speak love to them. You know, you live in a house, and I have parents, and this is my house. You have children, like, the children is like they visitors. You just allow them to live there. But that's their home, too. God bless you with children. So take care of your children. God bless you with loving parents. Take care of them. I'm going to read another scripture. And this one is, I had this nice book I had 5 years ago called Armed and Dangerous, Ephesians 6:11, Straight Answers from the Bible. And they had different scriptures, and this one talks about, this is on the subject part of wisdom, and this is one of the words I'm going to read from Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another, and songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Singing to the Lord. James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and unbridled not, it shall be given him. Like again, I mentioned that last week or week before, that when you seek wisdom, God will give it to you. But he said, with all, you know, we seek and get understanding. And with understanding, you have to be willing to hear wisdom. You have to have your ears and your eyes and everything open to receive it. wisdom can be all around in so many forms and fashion, and sometimes we deny it or we don't want to think it's God talking to us. Maybe through a person. It can be from something we watch on television, a book we read, a feeling that come across us. You hear the word or whisper in your ear, and you're trying to figure out what's that, and it's God talking to you, preparing you. Like I mentioned before, you might say, check your stove, so you don't go and check it out. I know everything's off on the stove, so you go and lay down, or you leave at the house, and then what happened? You come back, the pot is burned, you know, or the house in flames or something. But God told you, hey, check on something. And that was God telling you, and you said to yourself, hey, something told me to go back and check that pot on the stove. And that was God telling you to check on something. Or don't go down that street, make this turn, and you don't make the turn, so then you're in a pothole. Or you have a flat tire, or you ran into backup traffic. It could be anything, you know. Ran into harm's way, and he was taken away from harm. We all pray for God to keep harm away from us. At least I believe and hope that's what we pray for, that we are protected by him. We know he'll be protected by him. And then we go the opposite way. And we do it every day. I mean, different ways. You know, God give us the wisdom on how to live, how to eat. I'm talking about eating wisely. And we all don't follow through. I know I don't follow through all the ways. Not that I mean disobedient. But, you know, you eat your healthy salads and stuff. Then, you know, that's more of a chip. But, you know, we can eat too much. Then they put on the spectrum that you're on. How healthy is chips? You know, the grease and stuff can be unhealthy. Because somebody's saying you just take one or two chips, you know, like all your cookies. Who eat just two or three cookies? There's somebody out there to do, but it's not me. So God give us wisdom. And we can't get mad every single time something go wrong and blame God. Let's think about our actions. Let's think about actions of others. Let's think about the enemy itself, whose job is to steal, kill, and destroy. God's job is to love us, and our job is to love him back. He's love, peace, and joy, and happiness. So, and I had a lot to say today. I just want to make sure, and just for us to keep Christmas in Christmas, keep Jesus in Christmas, and joy in Christmas, peace in Christmas. Let's have a victorious Christmas. I'm going to do a prayer. And everybody who listens to this call, say it. You know, it helps encourage one another. You may listen to some blog talks and everybody's speaking so perfectly. Everything's so perfect. And that's wonderful. God bless them. I listen to them too. I listen to different shows. And then you come to a show like me, you might be quick to turn it off. But it could be your show. Maybe it's like mine. Maybe not as perfect as me. I would love it to be and sound as perfect in my pronunciation or how I speak or whatever it is. It might turn somebody off. But I come in love. I come in peace. And I come wanting us, desire all mankind to walk in grace. So I'm going to prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, come to get some. First of all, I give you thanks and praise. All power and glory belong to you. You is our God. You is our Lord. You is our Savior. You is our Redeemer. Life only begins and life only ends in you. Because when it ends, we truly never end if we are resting in your care. Because we confess you as our Lord and Savior and everything. We confess your Son as our Lord. We confess you as our God. You is the great I am. You are Lord and Savior and Redeemer. Your Spirit lives and dwells in us and teaches us the way. So we ask you, God, have your way with every person listening to this message. And no matter where they are around the world, around this globe, God, touch their heart. Bring peace into their home and to their family, to their loved ones, to their friends. If they got any loved ones who they're distant from, for whatever reason, I pray to heal that relationship and have them have forgiveness of one another, action, and walk in love. And all things they do, not only for this Christmas holiday, because Christmas is really 365 days of the year, because we celebrate Jesus, you Jesus Christ. So, as Christmas is upon us for the idea you came to this world for us, let us rejoice in you. Let everybody hear your voice. Brothers, they ever heard your voice before God. when they're at work, when they sleep, when they're in the nursing home, and they're on their sick bed. Girl, I'm asking preventing bullies from being bullies some more. How much you bringing that every drug pen, every person do the opposite of your will. People who like to steal, kill, and destroy operate as the devil and sit as your child. We ask you to bring those strongholds down. Every form of government to try to attack a person, faith in you, to try to attack a person, to live life freedom, with love, with peace and joy, bring those strongholds down. Bring those countries down. Bring those societies down. Bring those leaders down. Whoever they may be, it could be a gang leader. If they doing, you know, gang using something negative, if somebody doing something positive, uplift them. Let that light shine. If someone coming from darkness to light, let that light shine. You see, we can see they walk. They came out of darkness and came into the light. This is my prayer for me and myself and for all of your children around the world who know you as the Lord and Savior. And those who ask your loved ones, friends, acquaintances, or people in society we come across too. We don't know if they know you or not. Then we pray that they will know you and do know you, God. God, I'm asking that. And I pray everybody on this call, if you would just ask God to say, God, let the people that I come across to just know you. Let them ask me, why do I love you? And I would shine that light of you towards them. God, have your way. You is our life. You is our light. You is our salvation. Thank you for Christmas. Thank you for coming to this world. Thank you for coming back. We know you're coming back. Thank you for our salvation. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for every man, woman, boy, and girl who lifts up your name, every bishop, every pastor, Bishop Kennedy, Bishop Thomas, Pastor Misham, Bishop and First Lady Curtin, Bishop and First Lady Corporal, Bishop and First Lady Jake. So many people, God, we lift up, who lifting up your word, who teaching your people, people who rejoice when we know you. I lift up Miss Dawes Dumping family, a great woman, girl, who went to be with you this year. My Uncle James, he just went to be with you. So many people. My father, who was in your care, Raymond Williams, Jr. Miss Dayton Hattie, who a great woman, God. So many people. So many people. So take care, everybody. Have a wonderful Christmas. Don't forget, every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I have my blog talk, The Truth Show. Every Tuesday morning, 7 o'clock for the children, I do a prayer before they go to school, 15 minutes, 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Wednesdays, not every Wednesday, I usually do a YouTube. I didn't do it this past week. Just stay in touch. If you catch me on YouTube around 1, around 2, after 2, anytime after 2, rejoice. Just sharing some word, just rejoicing in God. Just spending some time together, saying, yes, Lord, yes, Jesus. Because this is the day that our Lord has made, that our Lord has made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice. And be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that our Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Merry Christmas. Take care.